Yankees pitcher Corey Lytle, who died yesterday after crashing his plane into a Manhattan apartment building, had recently obtained his pilot's license. Lytle and an instructor took off from a New Jersey airport for what was supposed to be a leisurely flight around New York. Their route took them around the Statue of Liberty, past Lower Manhattan, and up the East River. It's a standard route for hobbyists flying small planes. New York Times food writer Mark Bittman has done it, and he joins me now. Welcome to the program.
It's great to be here, Madeline. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're not only a food writer for the New York Times, you're also an amateur pilot. You have your pilot's license. So tell us what it's like flying around Manhattan.
Well, it's one of the great thrills for, or it has been for me, and I'm sure it is for many other amateur pilots. It feels like a complete privilege. There was a time when pilots ruled the sky, and obviously those times are gone. But this is one of the things we're still allowed to do legally. The deal is you fly basically under 1,100 feet, sort of under the radar. You don't talk to LaGuardia or Newark, which control the airspace all around this corridor. It's called the VFR, for Visual Flight Rules Corridor. And you talk to the other pilots who are in the vicinity to make sure you all see each other and know what each other is doing. And that may be one or two people, or on a busy day, there could be 10 or 15. There are helicopters. And it's beautiful. I can't say how fabulous it is.
But there is that a difficult passage, I understand, up on the Upper East Side, on the East River, where Lytle veered off course and got into trouble. So what is particularly hairy about that stretch? Is it because there are so many tall buildings there?
Well, nothing is hairy if the visibility is good, or nothing should be hairy if the visibility is good, which I was in the city yesterday. It wasn't a great day. What's hairy is that you have physical constraints of buildings and bridges and things like that, but you also have legal constraints of staying out of the airspace of over on the east side there. It's LaGuardia. On the west side, it's LaGuardia and Newark. And you have to stay under a certain altitude, so you can't climb as high as you might like to for safety. And you also have to stay within physical boundaries to the north and south and east and west. So if you think about a U-turn, but with constraints and also with elevation constraints, you can see that it's like it's doing a maneuver with limited room, not as much room as you might like to have. Having said all of that, with good visibility, it's, you know, especially with a CFI, a certified flight instructor with you, it shouldn't be problematic. I don't think the visibility was what it should have been yesterday for this maneuver.
I think a lot of people who aren't amateur pilots are thinking, well, what are you guys doing up there? You know, circling around Manhattan in an age of increased, you know, fears of terrorism. What are small planes doing flying around under the radar, literally, of the FAA?
Well, how do I want to answer that? The guy flew into a building and only killed himself. So clearly, you know, this is not a huge terrorist threat. People who fly general aviation airplanes are, you know, we're tested, we're responsible, we're supposed to be conscious and thoughtful, and we try to be all of those things. Obviously, we're doing this for fun, and we have, you know, we're taxpayers, we support the FAA, we have our rights, blah, blah, blah. And this is something we're still entitled to do. So, of course, we're going to do it. I mean, it's the equivalent of asking, you know, why you're allowed to sail in shipping lanes. We're allowed to do these things, and as long as we are, we're going to do them. I mean, I'm telling you, it is the most fun of anything I've ever done.
Corey Lytle told an interviewer fairly recently that this isn't a direct quote. He said, everything disappears. Everything, all your worries vanish.
It's absolutely true. It's a cleansing experience. There's a zen-like quality to it. You can be in a terrible mood. You can be having the worst day. You have to let that stuff go because, again, it requires all your attention. It actually requires all your attention and then some, which is really what makes it a great challenge.
Is this the best place to fly, flying around Manhattan?
This particular flight is, you know, as I've said, this is one of the great, great joys of flying, and it is just magnificent. And, you know, it's heart-wrenching. You see the holes where the World Trade Center was. But you see, you know, you see one of the great cities of the world from a perspective that very few people get to see, and it is really, really amazing.
Mark Bittman is a food writer for The New York Times. He's also an amateur pilot. Stay with us on Day to Day from NPR News.